First Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 8. That's close. Verse number 8. Be sober. And that's not talking about alcohol. That's talking about we're living in difficult days and we need to have a sound mind. Be sober. Be vigilant. We need to keep our eyes open. God's blessing this place. But don't you think the devil's forgot about it. He's going to do everything he can to break up anything he can because he's the devil. And we've got to be vigilant. Amen. Woo. Because your adversary, he is not your friend. The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I'll give you the title in just a moment. I want to say a few general things about the devil, then give you the title. His name is different in the Bible. One place he's called Lucifer, the son of the morning, the devil, the dragon, Beelzebub. Even in Ezekiel 28, he was referred to as a king, the king of Tyre. I'll say a few more general things. He was the anointed cherub. If you look at Ezekiel 28, he had pipes. Did you hear me? He had pipes. Those were musical pipes. I will give you this. I believe this with all my heart and have a lot of fact to prove it. He was the choir director of heaven. One of the three archangels. You said, what's that significant of? And I hope I don't get bogged down. Our society is ruled by music. It's ruled by music. One way or another, for good or for bad. It's ruled by music. Thank God for church music that's sound and conservative and right. But I want to tell you there's a lot of satanic music, even in some liberal churches, that's not sound. Also, I want to say to you that he was in the garden of God, Ezekiel says, in perfection. So it should not give you any problem of when he fell. He fell in the Garden of Eden when he thought he had power. He said, I'm going to rise up and take God's whole, the whole enchilada. And God kicked him out of heaven and a third of the angels fell with him. Am I preaching? Now, here's the title. I heard give you a few things about, general things about the devil, but I want you to hear this right here. There's some things the devil don't want you to know. That's what I'm preaching on this morning. Every one of you, whether you're saved or lost, there's some things the devil does not want you to know. You said, what are they? I'm going to give you. Then, turn to John 8 and 44. Please follow me in your Bibles. You'll be blessed if you do. John 8 and 44. Number one, John 8, 44. If you're there, say amen loud. Listen to what it says. It says this, ye are of your father the devil. I do not believe in the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. I don't believe every human being is going to heaven by some road. I do not believe that. You're either a child of the devil or a child of God. There's no in between. And the only way to be a child of God is to be born again and washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. He was a murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, He speaketh of his own. Listen, for he is a liar and the father of it. So the first thing he don't want you to know is that he's a liar. And by the way, he lies to us all the time. He works on us all the time in our mind to filter in lies that are right from the pit of hell. And shame on me sometimes, I take them for truth. I'll talk about me. I won't talk about you this morning. If you fit into that, you fit into it. But I want to tell you, he's a liar. You said, what's he lie about? I'm gonna preach it. If it blows the TV, if I'm gonna preach this morning. He lies, first of all, about salvation. He'll say, first of all, you're too mean and too bad to be saved. Well, I'll tell you something. Jesus didn't come to call righteous. He came to call sinners to repentance. Hey, you, if you're mean and a sinner and you know you're lost, let me tell you, you're a prime candidate for the gospel. Am I preaching? He's a liar. He also says, some of you are too good and you don't have to be saved. Uh-huh. Let me tell you what the Bible says about you. There's none good, no, not one. Start with the preacher Smith. He's no good. Start with the deacons. They're no good. Start with everybody in this congregation. They're no good. There's nobody good. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're just little sinners or big sinners. But I want you to know, now since I got saved, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Woo! I'll tell you some more lies he'll say. He'll work on you. If you're having some difficulty today, he'll try to tell you you're not saved. You said, well, I've never had that happen to me. God bless you. You say, preacher, has he ever told you he wasn't saved? Well, sure. What'd you tell him? Whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And devil, I've done that January the 31st, 1973. See you. Somebody help me. There's people in here. You may have doubts this morning. And I want to tell you this. Look at me in my face. If you trusted Jesus Christ, you were saved once and for all. But if you've never really trusted him, you're lost. Oh, let me go on about this. I'm bogging down, but I'm going on with this. Then he'll start this religious lie. Now, I know right now I'm going to get on ground where I'll get a letter this week. But it's all right. He'll say, you got to be baptized to be saved. You look at me. You go in that water. Without being saved, you're going in as a dry sinner and you're coming out as a wet hypocrite. If you've been taught salvation is by water, you're wrong. There is no power in the tub, but there is power in the blood. Whew. Sensing something here. Then you might have been taught at 8 days old, you needed to be confirmed. And sprinkled. And that'll get you on your way. How in the world is an 8-day-old child going to know anything about a no-soul salvation? No way, buddy. That's a lie. And those religious institutions teaching that. They say if you, as long as you have the priest take the bread and the wine every Sunday, you confess your sins, you're going in. No, you're not. Another lie is if your good works outweigh your bad works. The Bible said whosoever breaketh the law in one point is guilty of it all. The only thing can cover you. And I'll tell you something else. He said the blood's not enough. And preaching the book, don't preach that King James. That's That'll kind of get you altered. It did get me altered. Well, glory. I got saved because an old timer took a King James Bible and preached the grace of God. I'm not saying I'm not going out on a limb like some radical, and you can be saved by somebody's testimony and or even a quotation of part of Scripture. I'm just saying to you, I was saved the right way. Am I preaching? And then here's another lie. You church member? That'd be enough. No, it won't. He done told you a lie. Now let me go to the second point in this point. The seal. He lies about the seal. The Bible said we're sealed to the day of redemption. That once you're saved forever. And he's come up to you. And there'll be people come and say, I've been saved 7 times. And baptized 7 times. I want to tell you what, if somebody's done that, they've been in the wrong church and taught the wrong doctrine. And that's not the truth. I had a lady come up to me one time and said, pray for me. I said, pray for you? I said, ma'am, I would be glad to. She said, I've been saved 7 times and I'm not sure I'm saved now. I said, if you've been saved 7 times, you better pray for me. I said, you ain't saved 7 times, ma'am. And I said, that's a lie from the devil. I took the Bible. I led that 63-year-old lady to the Lord Jesus Christ. I showed her the gospel. She's still going strong today. She still believes in eternal security today. I want to tell you, the devil will tell you, you make a mistake, you're lost. You do something unseemly, you're lost. But I want to tell you, I'm saved by the grace of God. The same hand that pulled me out of sin is holding my hand and holding me strong, and I'm on my way to glory. Hallelujah. Now, you all listen to this point. This is important. I'm still on this liar business. He'll lie to you about your Christian service. First of all, if you've ever messed up, he'll tell you that you'll never get back, and nobody will ever trust you, and you'll never be able to be successful again. That's a lie. There's not a man, woman, boy, girl in this room hadn't fouled up in her Christian life. We've all acted stupid. My wife said, I'm not allowed to say that. That's a Chad word, not my word. But we do. And the devil comes up and says, nobody's going to listen to you. Nobody will ever trust you teaching Sunday school again. Nobody will ever trust you running the bus route again. Nobody will ever trust you doing a Sunday school class. Nobody will ever trust you going to prison. He's a liar. And then he'll just say, you're just not worthy to serve God. And then he'll say this, and this is when he really gets down and nasty. He'll say, why haven't you been promoted to that other position? Why aren't you a deacon yet? Why aren't you a Sunday school leader yet? Why aren't you this yet? He's a liar. By the way, all that'll come if you'll sell out to God. And I want to tell you this, you hear me right out. That God will bless you and he'll promote you. But don't listen to the devil. He'll have you against everybody and mad at everybody and think everybody hates you. That's not the truth. God lays people in our hearts to put into leadership. And that's just the way it is. But it's nothing towards you. It's just the devil lying to you. Number two. He doesn't want you to know another thing. Turn to Job. Turn to Job 1. I'll just stay here a second because I got two powerful points I want to give you before I leave. But I got to give you this. Job chapter 1. If you're there, say amen. All right. Let's look at Job. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was a perfect and upright, and one that feared evil and excused evil, feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 10 daughters. His substance also was a 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, and a very great household. So this man was the greatest. And I won't say much about that. I may say more tonight. And listen to this. Let's look at Satan's idea about the goodness of Job. Now, it was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves unto the angels. In that context, the sons of God are angels. And Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence cometh thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down." Sounds like to me he's a nervous devil. Y'all get that later? He better be nervous. Amen. Look on with me. "Hath not thou made a hedge about him?" Now, let me read that verse, the whole verse. "Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not put a hedge around him?" Well, God said, "You've been picking on all these weak Christians. How about Job?" God volunteered Job. Now, that amazes me. And it amazes me that God volunteers me sometimes and you sometimes to suffer and go through things that we don't want to go through. But he volunteered him. And Satan said, "Well, I can't touch him, because there's a hedge around him." Somebody might want to get up and run and shout on this point, because I'm about ready to. Number two, not only is he a liar, he's limited. He cannot do anything to you unless God allows him to do it to you. He is limited. I think sometimes I can't take no more. You've done it. Don't. How many's been in here and you, in your Christian spirit, said, "I can't take no more"? Raise it up if you've ever done it once. Yes, all the house. I've done it. I've been to the place, "Lord, I can't take no more." What I don't understand, what I don't know all the time is, God's got a way of escape, and God ain't going to put more on me than I'm able to bear, and the devil is limited. He just can go so far. I'll prove that. Satan said, "Take everything he got and I'll show you. Kill his children, take his money." And he done it. And Job, the Bible said, retained his integrity. Then the devil got real mad. He said, Okay, I got it. Here's what I want you to do. Move that hedge and let me put boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And I want them to be running boils. And I want them to fester. And I want them to burst. And I want him to lose his hair. And I want him to get lockjaw. And I want his whole body to be consumed with disease. And God did it. Let him. And you know what Job said? At the end of that chapter, "Naked I came into the world, and naked be I leave this world, but blessed be the name of God." Well, hallelujah. You said, "Well, was Job so? Well, he was a perfect man or complete. He had a personal relationship with God. He was protected. He prospered." But I want y'all to know something. The devil will tell you, "You're done. You're done." I want you to know something. It ain't over till God says it's over. You're not done. You may be a casualty of some hurt, some circumstance, some problem, some attack. You're not done. You ain't done till God says you're done. As long as you got air in your lungs and you're breathing, you can keep on keeping on, and you can still do the glory of God, and you don't have to falter, because the devil is limited in what he can do to you. Amen. Number three, I've got to give you this. Turn to Revelation 20 and 10. I've got to get these two to you, the Lord willing. Revelation 20 and 10. If you're there, say amen. "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Let me give you a third one. Write this down. This will help you. He's a loser. Sometimes he makes us feel like losers. Sometimes he oppresses us so bad, we feel so bad about ourselves. And we say, well, there's no way we're a winner. Everybody thinks we're a loser. But I want you to know, we are winners if we've been saved by the grace of God. He's the loser. He said, where did he lose at? He lost at the cradle. Herod tried to kill all the kids 2 years and under, but God, by his providence, swept him away to Egypt. He lost at the cradle. You said, where else did he lose? He lost at the cross. Oh, hold a minute. You said, did he do anything to Jesus? Look up here. Look at me. See this heel? He hit the heel, Jesus. You ain't going to kill nobody hitting them on the heel. But you said, what did Jesus do at the cross? You know how you kill a snake? Crush its head. The devil is doomed. The devil's a loser. And he lost at the cross. But he didn't only lose at the cross. He lost at the coronation or the tomb. 3 days. He looked like he was a winner. 3 days that I foully destroyed the Son of God. But up from the grave he arose. Took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And said, I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. I say to you, he's a loser. And he lost at the tomb. And I'll tell you another reason he's a loser. He's going to lose at the coming of Christ. Listen to this. I can't get into all this right now because my time's fleeting, but I've got to give you this. We're going to be raptured out before the tribulation. Say amen if that's good for you. If you want to stay here, go ahead. I'm going out before the tribulation. It's going to be 7 years of tribulation. Oh, hell's going to break loose on this earth. I think we're that close to it. The only thing that's keeping the tribulation is me and you. The rapture. I'm happy anyway. But he's going to come. And he's going to come with the saints. And he's going to defeat the devil. And that brings me to the last point. Turn to Revelation chapter number 12 and I'll finish. Oh, Lord. And you know, God gave me a good one for tonight, too. I don't want y'all to miss tonight. Boy, there's one tonight. You'll climb up on the mountain when you hear, if God let me preach it like I feel it right now. Look down with me to Revelation 12. Are you there? And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought at his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there found any more place for him in heaven, place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He cast out in the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and kingdom of God and power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Now listen to this. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and to the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Here's the last lie. He don't want you to know he's having his last stand. Here's what he's going to do if he's successful. He's going to get every sinner in this room into hell if he can. Every sinner you know, every family member you know that's lost, and I've got some. He wants them in hell. Children, he wants your brothers if they're not saved in hell. Your parents if they're not saved in hell. Hey, some of you got parents still lost. He wants them in hell. Because he knows, he don't want you to know it's his last stand. And I want to tell you what he wants out of you, Christian. He wants you to be defeated and miserable till the Lord comes. And you ought to tell him, no. I am on God's side. You say, why should I say that? Because you're going to be raptured soon. Because you're going to be rewarded soon. Because you're going to have a reunion. How many's got somebody over on the other side that you can't wait to see? Raise your hand if you got them. Huh? Well, glory. I can't wait to see some of these church members over these 35 years that I've been pastor. I can't wait to see my daddy in heaven. I can't wait to see my mama when she dies in heaven with all that Alzheimer's. It won't be there no more. Oh, glory to God. Then he's going to return back with us. And we're going to put an end to this show. Some of you are saying, why am I having such a hard time raising my kids? How am I having a hard time in my marriage? How am I having such a hard time as a young person, as a senior citizen? Why am I having such a hard time? Because the devil does not want you to know it's his last stand. But can I give you good news? He's going to hell and you're going to heaven. He's doomed and you're delighted. He's on the way to a place where he'll roast day and night forever and ever. And you're going to a place where there's no day and night. And where there's a sea, river and a tree that manifests its fruit every every month. And you're going to feed off of everything God has for you. You're a winner if you're saved. Bow your head.